Welcome to the review show on the Anfield Wrap. We haven't quite got ourselves back in the studio for a full show yet. We are two-thirds yet again. I'm part of the two-thirds, not part of the one-third.
I'm the lockdown. I'm the lockdown.
The other day, Southampton at home, 1920, which was 2nd of February, 1920, where we went 4-1. It was the last show we did. But, you know, we're saving it. We're saving it for a better result, I think. Following Liverpool 3, Brighton 3. It's
Dan. See you next year, Dan.
John Rogers. See you never. Let's do the review then. Start with the approach and selection. Neil, we'll come to Liverpool in a bit. Let's before we get into the madness, have a look at Brighton. And
yeah,
Klopp says post-match, we had no idea how Brighton would set up. I think it's fair to say they wouldn't expect too much of a deviation. Okay, we know the Potter used to flip between a 4 and a 3 at the back. They've gone 3 in their 2 previous games, go for a 3 in this, but it's more the staggered nature of the 3-4-2-1 that we're seeing more and more sides do at Anfield now, getting players between the lines, making the pitch absolutely as big as they can to get players between those lines, to isolate Liverpool players, in particular Fabinho, for example. That shouldn't really be of a massive surprise to this Liverpool team, even though, you know, they know that Brighton are brave, they know that they're good, they know that they're competent, and they know that ultimately they're going to come here and not do what Newcastle do, but more do what Ajax do in a better way, for example.
I think the first thing to say is what Potter's left behind as he's gone is a group of absolutely technically spot on, tactically switched on, flexible footballers.
Mm.
So you look at the first half average position of Brighton, it looks like a back four. In terms of where they receive the ball, Estupiñán and Veltman look like they're the fullbacks. Webster and Dunk look like they're the centre halves. Caicedo and Alexis McAllister, I thought, was excellent again. Look like two holders, and then it looks like there's four attackers, one of whom is Solly March. But March plays as a right wing back. Mm. It's just where he gets on the ball. His average position in the first half is the highest of any Brighton player, and that to me is. It's testament to the fact that the way Brighton play, flitting in and out of possession, and the speed with which they're able to transition into different shapes is, you know, I think that De Zerbi's had the sense to go, what's been here has been working. I'm not going to do too much about it. But that still shows, I think, a lot of coaching sophistication, because what was going on was really quite sophisticated.
Mm.
And I think that they managed to nail it for the first 25 minutes of the first half. I think when Liverpool actually get a grip a little bit, I think there's periods in there where I actually think Brighton suddenly looks like there's holes.